KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A. Welcome to our Concert Club members. Thanks, y'all, for being here tonight. We appreciate you. Sounds like you appreciate being here. That's quite nice. My name is Jody Denberg, and it's really a privilege to have the Octopus Project play live for us tonight. And they're going to be doing that again, playing live, that is, at the Bob Bullock Theater on Friday night. There's three shows, but I just found out that a couple of them are already sold out. So there's only tickets to the 11 o'clock show available if you want to get in on that. It's theoctopusproject.com. They have a brand new album out called Memory Mirror. We're going to hear a live song from that, and we'll chat it up a bit on KUTX. Please welcome to the airwaves and to Studio 1A, The Octopus Project. Listening to The Octopus Project live on KUTX, and that's a song from their brand new album, Memory Mirror, Wrong Gong. That's right, right?
Correct, yes.
I didn't want to hit the wrong gong.
Correct, the gong is wrong.
And welcome back. It's been about 4 years since your last record, and when bands take big breaks like that, I always wonder, what happens during that time? Does everyone go their own way? Do you do other projects? Are you just working on this the whole time?
We're working on a lot of different things. Including this, but other projects, soundtracks and installations and miscellaneous.
Every Octopus Project record that I've heard, and I've heard all six of them, they all kind of sound different than the last one. So when you went in to make this record and you had a couple of really cool producers you were working with, did you know ahead of time we want to do it this way, or does it kind of evolve in the studio with Dave and Danny?
I think it evolves a bit in the studio. I think this record, we set out to make it a lot more rock and roll and kind of like more like the live show than our other ones. Or each one, I think, gets consecutively more rock and roll and kind of, I don't know, raw.
And you worked with Dave and Danny Reich, I know, from like Shearwater and other bands, and Dave from Flaming Lips. Did Danny do most of the stuff, and then Dave kind of came in for a couple songs, or was it the other way? How did it work?
We worked with Dave first. His time was a little more limited, so he mixed, I think it ended up being 4 songs on the album, and then the rest we did with Danny here in town.
Tell me what's going to happen on Friday night at the Bob Bullock, because I'm rather intrigued by the descriptor that I saw either on their website or yours about these shows. There's 3 shows, as I mentioned. 2 of them are already sold out. There's just tickets left for the 11 o'clock show. I mean, we don't want to give away all the secrets and surprises, but this is pretty multi-sensory. You tell me a little bit. Give me a clue.
I mean, the theater has a lot to utilize. I mean, they have multiple screens, lots of different effects, like weather effects, rain and lightning and thunder, lots of little tricks in the seats. We're using every single one.
Good. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, of course. It's designed for sort of multimedia, purpose-created historical documentaries, and ours is more abstract, but using all the same stuff.
It's cool also because, well, the last time we crossed paths, the Octopus Project was doing a show outside of the Bob Bullock. But now, what is it, the Texas Spirit Theater? Is that the name of it? So have a good time Friday night, and anyone who's listening that wants to go, get on it, because time's running out. And we're really happy to have the Octopus Project as our May KUTX Artist of the Month. Really what that means is you get to do our job a bit, because Saturday night... some of you, I guess, I don't know if everybody participated, but you did a guest DJ stint on my KUTX. So what was that like, turning the tables on you and having you go in and do that?
It was super fun. I think I've heard it a bunch, listened to it, you know, when it comes on, and always like, oh, we got to do that someday. And so when we got asked, it was a big honor. So it was, yeah, fun to play some tunes that we love, and hopefully other folks do too. Yeah.
We had a blast doing it. Somebody who heard it told us we had good NPR voices too.
Well, that makes one of us. The Octopus Project is with us, and they're going to be at the Bullock, as I mentioned, the Texas Spirit Theater. And Josh, why don't you introduce everybody, and then we'll do another song. Is that cool?
Sure. My name is Josh, and this is...
I am Yvonne, and this is Lauren.
I'm Toto.
Man, that was easy. I could have done that.
Hi, everybody.
Should have done that. The Octopus Project is live on KUTX playing songs from their new album, Memory Mirror. That's their first in 4 years, and we've got another song for you live. And as per usual, the folks in this band are switching around instruments and playing ones that they didn't even play on the first song. I'm kind of giving you the play-by-play at home. Because you can't see it right now. But you will see this online at kutx.org. Which song are we going to do this time?
Next up is a tune called Mendoza.